See, my problem with Tom Cruise is he's just no good. You know, I mean, he's a terrible actor. What is the thing about Tom Cruise like?
I don't know.
I'm a better actor than Tom Cruise. Much, much better.
Are you applying for a role in Mission Impossible?
I would be much better than Tom Cruise. There's no question about it. And I'm also much more sensible. I wouldn't say things stuff like this. I know I say mad things sometimes. but I want to say something again, which is not a mad thing at all. It's just further proof of my campaign against blogging. I'm sure blogging is behind this story. It's in The Guardian. Pope pulls out a visit to Rome University after outrage at his views on Galileo on science. And this is because it's the Pope was supposed to speak at La Sapienza, Rome's leading university, but 50 students have engaged in a sit-in and they're protesting because they're quoting a 1990 article by the Pope in which he quoted an Austrian philosopher who had defended the Inquisition or of Galileo, and the implication was that the Pope had actually supported this view of against Galileo, when in fact the truth of the matter is that he quoted, as in the previous episode of the Pope and being quoted out of context, he said the direct opposite to what is now attributed to him. He actually quoted him for the purposes of rebutting what he was saying. Now, this is a precise example of what arises from blogging and the internet, where you have half-arsed, ignorant views being promulgated by people who have a political agenda. And that's entirely what blogging is about. The Pope is a perfect target because the Pope is probably one of the most brilliant minds of the age, and these people are all stupid. And that's what arises when you have that kind of conflict.
You do realise that you spoke about blogging last week on this programme, and you do realise that you got into very big trouble with the online community.
See, I have no idea, because I don't look at the online community. I have no interest in them, other than to say that they're pretty stupid.
I think we should have a showdown, John Waters versus the blogging community, live on air sometime very soon. There are two sides to this.
Can you bring a blogger into a studio who is able to speak two or three consecutive words of English? I doubt it.
The challenge is set down, and we will rise to it.
The fires of blogging hell are burning. John Waters,
that's a great
thank you very much indeed.